This is O Rose, Thou Art Sick, reading Sinestra Core Horror by Harvey McScorpius for Gone Wild Audio. Sound effects used within this audio are from freesound.org. And check if you want to know which ones I use, just send me a message and I will let you know. Ring. Run a bioscan on our captive. Analyze biometrics, blood cell types, brain chemistry, and virility. Sinestro will want to know exactly who his core has brought to ranks. I want to know everything.
Scan complete. Biometrics stable. Blood cell variations 2. Brain chemistry moderate quality. Virility low. Contact Sinestro Corps members.
No. Kill the channel. Sinestro may build his monuments of fear on Earth, but we'll have ours here on Rax. Fueled by the blood of our slaves. Oh, the slave is awake and loud. You will have to stop, slave. Much better. Does my yellow light taste good in your mouth? I know it does. We must save all those delicious screams for later, slave. You'll have plenty of time to strain that sweaty little throat of yours all you like. I assume you're wondering why you're here. You are here to be harvested, of course. We are at war. Our battles with the Green Lantern Corps stretch across the stars. Yellow versus emerald, fear versus will, order versus chaos. Don't worry, though. We, the Sinestro Corps, will win. But just winning will not be enough. We must drown them. Suffocate them in our yellow light of terror. Bring their worst nightmares to life. It must be a blitzrig. Only then will the universe know that their time is over. And lucky you, you will help us do it. You will be tortured, often and thoroughly. Your horror engorged into a terrible and beautiful flower for me. You will be raped many, many times. One of the Corps' pleasure dolls to do with as we please, satisfying our appetites when we take a break from spilling lantern blood. And then, after you've fed our rings and are used so thoroughly and completely, you will die. I will personally see that your corpse decorates the spaceways forever. You broke through it. My construct! That gag. Perhaps I've chosen someone able to overcome fear. A future Green Lantern? Oh yeah, swear at me. Enrage yourself. Cover up your fear with bluster and anger. I've seen many Green Lanterns do this. I have tormented them with constructs and blades. I have made them mine. And after I've had my fill of them, I have jettisoned their broken bodies out into the void of space. But sweetling, you are no Green Lantern. You are nothing. And I feel myself growing hungry. Please, continue. Struggle. When I break you, it'll be all the more satisfying. Yes, I recognize that look. You're uncertain. The possibilities are all running through your mind. What terrible tortures must we have for you? What can she who wields the light of fear dream up? Even now your breathing is light, quick. I can tell looking at that chest. Oh, Parallax, that gorgeous chest. On my planet, you could have had any female you wanted. I will hate to carve those muscles apart. What can I dream up, you ask? Anything. I can see inside you. I dredge up everything in that black void you'd like to forget. Every dark fantasy. Oh, Parallax. The way my construct lights up your face and your fear. Oh, you don't like this one. It's only your father. And he hadn't had that much to drink that night, had he? You've never forgotten what he did to her. No, you haven't. How about this one? You remember, don't you? It's been decades, but you still remember the accident in the factory. Is that where all these scars come from? Your skin is so warm there. The thought of opening these up again, all those blades slicing and tearing you open, the fear, the pain, the screaming. That's it. Let those tears come. Let that beautiful agony come back. You can feel it, can't you? I'm here. You don't have to hide.
Calm channel. Open by. Drill Sergeant Urkillo. Location. Planet Mogo.
Close the channel. Let Urkillo get himself killed if he wants. I'll keep the flame of fear alive forever. Now, where were we? Of course. That one stung, didn't it? Constructs always cut better than steel or flame. Look at your blood. I've killed so many different species, eaten my fair share, and I've never quite seen it so red, so thin, so beautiful. Poor little slave. A victim of mine bled different colors when different parts were cut. I wonder if... Let me get on top of you. That's it. The blade is so close to your face. It's so bright. You have to squint. Look at the tip. Look at it. Ultra condensed fright. I could just cut your throat right now. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Rather than what you know I will do to you. Oh, would you prefer I kiss you first like this? No, you bleed the same color everywhere. I thought it made sense to split 5 blades from my ring beams instead of 1. 5 savage little bleeding marks on you. Your chest, your cheek, both your legs. They burn, don't they? Yes, now it's all flooding back. The terror of that day, the accident when you were so small and weak, crying and covered in cuts just like these. I ache for you. Feed my ring. Help me dominate this universe for the glory of Sinestro, just as I'll dominate you. Scream for me. Don't worry. I may have put out your eye, but I'll leave your mouth untouched. Perfect. Loud and long and terrified. You nurture my ring well. You make my blood race. Your chest has never been cut. The skin is too smooth, no web scars, and you squirm so much as the serrated edge passes through your flesh. More. Scream for me. Give me what the core needs to finally bring order to all life. Down, down, down the edge of my construct strained with your blood. What? Did you just really ask me that? What's wrong with me? The rings of the Sinestro Core are not what make us so inclined to devastate the weak. And you are weak. All I did was remove your nipple and already you screamed yourself hoarse. So pathetic. To waste such beautiful terror on only the prelude to your torture. No, the rings come to us. If we drive men and women before us, make their hearts freeze in terror, there comes the golden light to christen us in the glory of parallax. But my point is, I inflicted my blackest passions on others before they were ever illuminated in the yellow light. Before I knew the light of fear or willpower, before I received my ring, there was only darkness inside of me. And never before have I heeded pleas for mercy. No matter how hot they made my blood, no matter how wet they made me, you cannot charm me, bribe me, or worm your way into a heart I do not have. You are doomed. Now look at me. Look at me. Watch as my uniform melts from my body. Watch with the eye I haven't taken yet. Still, the possibilities run through your terrified mind, so clouded by pain. Your fear looks diluted, lessened by your stupor, by the anguish. Perhaps I will have to take less of you next time. You didn't make me wet enough. But... Oh, Parallax. My ring seems to have kept you hard enough. What? Did you think I had a third arm? Stupid, doomed, and thick man. You feel good inside my pussy. And maybe you like what I'm doing to you. Ruining your body. Taking things from you that even a lantern ring can't give back. Yes, right there. Perfection. You will. Parallax is so good. You will scream for me. Now. Now, or I'll hurt you again. Who am I kidding? As if I didn't have more planned. The way you arch your back as the vices clamp onto your fingers, pushing your beautiful, undeserved cock deeper into me. And there go your fingers. One crack, two, three. My pussy is throbbing like a lightning bolt through both of us. Pleasure in mine and agony in yours. Scream for me. Scream for your mangled hand. Yes. Yes, there it is. Your fear. Grown and tended and beautiful. My ring. Feed it. Feed it with your glorious terror. Power me. In blackest day, and brightest. Deeper, deeper into my aching pussy slave. And brightest night. Beware your fears, made into light. Let those who try to stop what's right burn like his power. Sinestro's might. Yes, you'll do, slave. I feel as though Parallax himself lives within me. The purity of your fear, so savory. I have drunk deep from you, the better to slay my enemies and to bend lesser species to my will. And to think, I have yet to blood my ring on a single being today. Well, on a being worthy enough to fight back. On a being who had any prospects. On a being who had any hope of being saved.